MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, May 9, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures mid to upper 50s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 2:58 p.m. It appears that there may be a race for mayor in Beverly after all. Paul Layton of the Salem News is writing today that Philip Venezia has taken out papers to run for mayor. He's described as a 69-year-old political newcomer. Venezia believes that there has been overdevelopment in the city of Beverly, and that's one of the reasons he is running for mayor. Marblehead has a new fair housing committee. Committee members recently held their second meeting and approved their mission statement. The Daily Item reports that the committee's role is to help the public understand affordable housing issues and policies. Essex County District Attorney Paul Tucker took office in January. Now several months into the job, he's made it a point to visit all of the communities in Essex County, holding meetings with the leaders of those communities.
Back this morning, I was up in Merrimack Valley at a legislative breakfast up there, and I saw my colleagues, Rep. Wynn, I saw Rep. Ramos, Rep. Kastner, and really comparing notes and talking about things. I've been at the State House three times already, twice on budget matters with the House and the Senate Ways and Means, making sure that the budget here at the DA's office really is to keep up with the work that we're doing. I've gone back in to talk about some updates, some law updates, some different things around dangerousness bills and what we can be doing better. So the 8 years that I spent at the State House making these connections and leaving on very good terms, I think it served me well and it'll serve the office well.
Essex County District Attorney Paul Tucker. Our website will be posting the complete interview with District Attorney Paul Tucker today. WCVB-TV is reporting today that a motorcycle crash in Lawrence has killed a man. The accident occurred last evening near the intersection of South Broadway and Dracut Street. WFXT-TV is reporting today that a contractor is expected to arrive at the Newburyport chemical plant where last week's explosion killed a man and damaged the building. The contractor will check the building for any structural concerns. And state health officials are dropping mask mandates that have been around for nearly 3 years. Christian Wade writes in today's Salem News the order is directed at hospitals and other healthcare settings. It was noted that medical staff and patients could continue to wear masks, especially if they have COVID or flu-like symptoms. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox and Celtics were both off last night. The Red Sox open a two-game series in Atlanta tonight, while the Celtics host the 76ers in Game 5 of their playoff series, now tied at two games apiece. In high school baseball yesterday, Beverly topped Masconom at 5-2. They had a 2-0 lead evaporate in the sixth inning with a two-run Masco rally. Then the Panthers rallied in the top half of the seventh inning for the win. This is Beverly coach John Cahill.
Competed first pitch to last pitch today. That's what good teams do when they play against each other. Donnelly threw the ball very well. Of course, Noah, I can't be more proud of my senior captain, the way he threw the ball today and just came up in a tough situation and came through for the guys.
Logan Petrosino with that game-winning hit for the Panthers.
He doesn't take his previous at-bat and play it. So he was able to clear his mind and focus on winning one pitch at a time, and he was able to do that. He fought off a couple of great pitches, got a great pitch to hit, kept his hands flat, drove to the outfield, and put us in a good situation.
Beverly baseball coach John Cahill. As for Masco and their head coach, T.J. Barrill.
Yeah, he pitched definitely well enough to win, but you got to give Noah plenty of credit. He shoved for five solid innings. We had some good at-bats in that sixth. But, he came out and went 2-3 in the seventh.
Masco still leads the Northeastern Conference despite the loss.
Yeah, we don't love losing three in a row.
Of course.
But we still have plenty of baseball left to play. And, the sun's shining. It's starting to get warmer. And, we're just happy to be here.
Masconomet baseball coach T.J. Barrill. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. And thank you for listening to North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.